Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-0855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. True. I mean, seriously, be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed. That's the easiest way to do it. All right, our hearts and prayers go out to those in Israel. It's just amazing to me. And it's amazing in this country that we actually have protests going on or celebrations going on against Hamas. Did you see what those animals were doing to the dead bodies they had? Dragging them around? Parading them around? Right? They went to that rave party. And at the rave party, they had, what were they doing? All those women that were there, they were raping them, and then torturing them, and then killing them. And we're supposed to have sympathy for them? And then you nut job, I mean, my God. What has happened to us as a society? I mean, in all reality, here you actually believe that Israel is oppressive. If you actually believe that Israel is oppressive, I want to know what kind of drugs you've been doing over the last 4 decades, 5 decades. And you think Hamas is the land of the free? You think the Palestinians are the land of the free? The Gaza Strip was in better shape. Let me take a breath. What those animals did over the weekend was a cowardice act similar to Pearl Harbor and 9/11. They knew many of the soldiers would be on break or taking the day off, the high holy day for the Jews. You've got this little strip of property there. I mean, do you realize how many times they tried to, I won't say all of them, because I don't want to speak like that, right? Like, not all Italians are good people, not all Jews are good people, not all Israelis are good people. There's always people in the group, if you would. But, I mean, seriously. You're talking about these Arab nations around Israel. There's so many of them, and so many times they've tried to take Israel down and they haven't been able to succeed. And it isn't because of the United States. There are other countries that come to their aid as well. They are bothering nobody there. You have to understand, this is not, when you're an Arab living in Israel, it's different. You are accepted there. You are welcome there. You do have the ability to work, make money. When you're an Israeli, when you're a Jew, in the Arab world, it's a different story. Remember, the Hamas's only goal, Iran's only goal, is to wipe out Israel. They will not be happy until Israel doesn't exist. They'll not be happy until the Jewish culture doesn't exist. The Jews aren't like that. Last I checked, Israel wasn't like that. And we're not ready for World War III. Sorry. We not only are we not ready for it, we can't even take care of our own stuff. Yeah, I'm off on it tonight. I'm tired of it. It bothered me all weekend long. You've raised these kids, these people who think that the only important thing in the world is diversity, equality, and inclusion. Because I'm sure all those enemies, all the Hamas people dragging Jews through the streets, killing Jews, were very much interested in diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm sure it was all brought on because they didn't have a proper diversity, equity, and inclusion program, right? Our kids aren't strong. Our young people aren't strong. I'm not going to paint with broad brush and say every single one of them, but a good majority of them aren't strong. They don't have coping skills. They don't know how to deal with adversity. Do you understand that at one point in time when people went, and I don't blame them for souring on this to a degree, but when you went into the military, when you went in to fight for the cause to keep freedom alive, you were willing to put your life on the line so people could have freedom like we see freedom. Right? Not anymore. You hear people, you heard these things that were these, I don't even call them rallies, celebrations that were happening in New York and Los Angeles and other places. And what happened? No matter what question you asked them, they talked about how bad and oppressive the United States was. You know what? Maybe we should ask them what country they really like. All right? And if they say Iran, if they say anything along those lines, then what we need to do is we need to punish them the same way that country would punish them if they were in that country. So if you're screaming about how bad this country is, if you were in Iran and you were screaming about how bad that country was in the middle of one of those squares, right? What do you think should happen to you? If you love that other country so much and you don't want to go there, then I think the same thing should be administered to you. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seemed to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You'll be, you know, again, I say it all the time. Hopefully you're starting to see what I'm talking about. But if you're not part of the solution, you are definitely part of the problem. And there is no way to beat that. You have to be informed, people. If you're not informed, you're going to run around like these morons who think this is Israel's fault. That this whole fighting and bombing and everything, this is all they could do. They had to fight back. Is the other way? No, no. You're the same morons that think that we brought 9/11 on ourselves. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her Monday with me. And, yeah, Kimberly, okay, you know, I mean, God, they were bad at 9/11. Now that we have worse morons out there, educated morons.
It never ceases to amaze me at how stupid Americans are.
It doesn't anymore. When I first started the show, I was like, oh, you know, they don't know and this and that. I think they're willfully ignorant now. I really believe that. They don't want to go out of their way to look up anything.
No. No, they don't. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about history. They just listen to propaganda. They listen to scumbags like Biden, MSNBC, all those places. They don't care about the truth. They just listen to... It's just...
No, listen. I'm watching these protests. Go ahead.
We're going to end up in World War III, and it's going to be intentional. It's going to be 100% intentional.
It's Trump's fault, don't you know that?
Oh, they're already blaming Trump for what's going on, what Hamas just did. They're already blaming Trump for that.
Yeah, because we treated them too badly. We made them feel excluded.
It's insanity. Everything is upside down and backwards.
Look at Pence. He's out there blaming us on you know, Vivek and Trump and DeSantis. How can you do that? You could, and no blame to the Democrat Party. No blame to Joe Biden. No blame to the equipment that he left behind that they could use to fight us with.
Wait a minute, what?
You didn't
hear
about that? Pence
no,
is out there.
Pence is an idiot. I don't listen to him.
Well, I have to, sorrily.
Yeah, you do. I don't.
he was out there talking about how this whole thing really was the fault of. Trump, I keep wanting to say Trump and Pence, but Trump and what's his name, DeSantis and Vivek, because they keep talking about how, you know, we shouldn't be involved in these things and we shouldn't have all these wars going on and we shouldn't this and we shouldn't that, and that they would not be involved in all these things. So we opened the door for these people to jump in because they don't have to worry about anybody stopping them. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's not what they said, number one. Number two, you're telling me that Joe Biden, him pulling out of Afghanistan the way he did, him weakening us across the planet, is not causing this? Are you for real?
He needs to stop with the edibles. He's popping those things way too much. Oh, he is an absolute moron.
Yep.
Good God. You know...
I hear you. But listen, you have these low IQ voters... Right? That even Nancy Pelosi called them that, uninformed, that are buying all this stuff. If those people in New York City protested against their country, or protested like that in the countries they think are better, they'd be dead right now.
Right. Right. And they don't, you know. People don't understand. People have to understand. First of all, Islamic jihadism has been going on for centuries. This is nothing new. It has been going on for centuries. Look up the Barbary Pirates.
Yep.
Islamic jihadism has been going on before America even existed. So anyone who blames the actions of Islamic jihadists on the U.S. or any of our actions are absolute morons who know nothing about history. They've always had the same goal, wipe out anyone who doesn't believe, wipe out or enslave anyone who doesn't believe in their God and follow their ways. That is their belief. It's primitive. It's been their belief from day one when they started doing this way back long before any of us were even around.
Oh, yeah.
People don't understand that. They think, oh, they're retaliating because the United States or Israel. No, you moron. They've been doing this for centuries. This is nothing new. That whole entire culture over there is completely regressive and primitive. Look how they treat their women, for God's sakes.
Oh, but apparently they treat them better than the Israelis treat their women. Just ask somebody who is supporting Palestine.
One of the women who had her face covered and her hair covered and her whole body covered? One of those women? Yeah, okay, sister.
Yeah, right. And one of the ones that was whipped because she walked out of the house maybe to do something without a man standing next to her? Yeah, that one? Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
And the gay community, listen, I'm sorry to say it this way, but I'm going to. You know, the gay community, you get what you deserve. You are out there with signs. You actually have signs that say LGBTQ for Palestine? Are you serious?
Shut up.
No, I'm serious. There was a whole group of them in New York.
They would be killed if they were there just for being gay. Wow.
And in Israel, they wouldn't be bothered at all.
These people are, it's dangerous, Joe. It's dangerous how uninformed, ignorant, and indoctrinated these people are. And it's detrimental to the world, but especially to the United States. Because these people don't believe in free thought. They don't believe in free speech unless it's their own. They don't believe in anyone having the freedom to express themselves, accept themselves, and then they believe that Palestinians are just innocent people, that Israel is the bad guy here. And they have no clue about the whole history of why Israel even exists or why all the Jews are at the end of the ocean, at the end towards the ocean, because what they don't realize is if the Islamic regimes and the Muslims over there who are jihadists, quote unquote, they would have pushed it, all the Jews into the ocean by now. If they could have, they would have.
And,
that
and
is
people,
their goal.
People don't realize that, again, if you think of the mantra of the Jews or Israelis as opposed to the rest of the Arab world, they want them dead, right? I mean, Iran and Hamas and so forth, they want the Jews wiped out, dead, not to exist anymore. How do you come to an agreement? Now, Israel would be fine living in peace with them. Not going to happen. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Law enforcement is stepping up security even though there is no specific threats to New York following the Hamas attacks against Israel. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the NYPD has increased patrols at synagogues and other areas of concern.
We're looking at those sensitive locations that we have already been aware of. We're looking at those communities where you have a large amount of visible Jewish population, like Williamsburg, Ballpark, out in the Rockaways.
This week, a vote is scheduled to determine the next House Speaker. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana have both thrown their hat into the ring for consideration. The vote may take place as early as Wednesday. No winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, and that means things roll over. Tonight it's worth $1.5 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 5-5-0-0. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get the information. I am tired of some of the emails. I mean, every time I say this, some people stop sending them. But I am tired of the emails you guys send me sometimes. It's like, do some of your own work. Look around. Get information. You know, put two and two together and come up with four. If you come up with four and a half, five, or seven, then, you know, switch sides or something. I don't know. Don't be that uninformed. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does it every week. I always appreciate her time with me as well. And Kimberly, we were talking before we went to break. I mean, really, the nudge. Remember the first thing when Trump got elected? He said, oh, that's it. We're going to be in World War III. Well, you know, he pulled us out of so much. They're working three times as hard to actually get us a World War III, and they're still blaming it on Trump.
Of course they are. No, I really want to explain to me, how are Islamic jihadists different than Nazis?
No, they're not.
Right, and they should be treated as such.
They're
not. The left might. Do we coddle? Do we actual coddle? Well, Trudeau probably does. Do we actually coddle Nazis? No, we condemn them. We put them on trial for crimes against humanity. Islamic jihadists deserve the same treatment, including Hamas and any of the people in the Palestinian area who support him. Them.
Yes.
That's how they should be treated. Yeah. The left likes to say they don't... Oh, we don't have anything in common with Nazis. Your entire form of government that you want is the same as Nazis.
Yep.
Oh, the left has so much in common with Nazis, including supporting genocide.
But not to mention
genocide of babies, but genocide
don't
of
don't go that
people.
Fast, because remember, Hitler was enamored with the Democrats.
Oh, yeah, they loved him. They loved him until he found out he was actually killing Jewish people for no reason.
Well, he loved the Democrats, though. He thought they were wonderful. He had so much respect for the way they treated people, kept people down, made these little maneuvers where they kept control. He thought it was wonderful.
Oh, he was jealous of the progressive eugenicists and all the how they were they were so far more advanced than the Nazis were.
Yeah, well, yeah. But you didn't learn that in school, though, did you?
Oh, heck no. Every true thing I learned about history, I learned long after school.
Yes, no kidding. It's just amazing to me on a regular basis that all this stuff is left out.
Of course it is. Because, look, if you don't understand history, notice the Democrats are always trying to repeat history. They're like hamsters in a wheel. They just keep going and going and going. It doesn't matter how much it failed. That idiot, John Kirby, who's the spokesman for the Department of Defense,
yeah,
was talking about climate change being an existential threat while having a discussion about Islamic terrorism.
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
This is worse than Kool-Aid. They think we're brainwashed. This is worse than Kool-Aid, you know, drinking. These guys have got this now in their DNA.
It's because they have millions of supporters who are complete morons.
Yeah.
Who are dumbed down. Who refuse to, like, look outside of the box and look into other sources to verify information. They know that people will believe them. They know it.
Yeah.
The kids have been indoctrinated in school all through K through 12. They're indoctrinated in it with in college for sure. I mean, it's not until you actually do research on quote unquote climate change and the global warming hoax that you find out the truth. And you have to dig because it's suppressed by Google, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's suppressed. Who would have thought that a majority of scientists don't actually agree with it? But you got to look at the numbers. And who would know that they lied about the hockey stick effect? That was a complete lie. But you wouldn't know until you actually looked. It's the same with Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic extremism, Islamic jihadism. They never talk about the history of how long it's been going on, that these people only want to kill Jews, and actually it's not just Jews, they want to kill anyone who doesn't submit to their beliefs. Kill or enslave, that's their deal.
No, you're exactly right. You know, again, I say to people on a regular basis, do some history. Pay attention to what's going on around you. You'd find out how much the Jews, I'm sorry, not the Jews, how much the Germans pulled from what was going on in the eugenics world in California, in New York, in other places here in the country before people even knew what was going on. You know, you had these elitists that were going to decide who was going to live, who wasn't going to live. And this is not conspiracy theory. You could find this if you look for it in, you know, mainstream publications across the country at the time.
Right.
So.
No, it's just. Yeah,
do some homework.
Well, and people never want to do it. And it's, you know, I agree. It's not easy to find. It's not always easy to find because the left has taken over all of the media almost. And suppress, like Google totally suppresses the truth and stories. I mean, you're lucky if you can find it way, way back in the, you know, 50th search that comes up. But you have to look.
But Kimberly, go back to when Obama was in office and they were taking over Portland, they were taking over Seattle, they were raping women, they were killing women, they were dragging people, you know, out of their office buildings there and what have you. Not much different than what we see happening now, huh?
Right.
You
know. No. No. Nope.
And in some of those places, they still have control of those blocks after all these years. I'm like, really? How is that? How is it even allowed to happen?
Because that's the way they wanted it to happen. They just don't stop it.
Yeah.
The left is nothing but about destruction. Nothing. And Democrats have been taken over by the left. They're extreme leftists. And people don't see it or they don't want to see it. I don't see how you can't see it, even if you're just a normal person. See how extreme they've gone. They're extreme on everything. They're extreme when it comes to abortion. They're extreme when it comes to the government taking over health care, the government giving everyone money all the time. They're extreme in every aspect. And more people, I think, are finally seeing it.
Well.
But there's so many people who are just, like, have you been living under a rock?
Listen, they're not paying attention. You know, I joke with some people. One of my jokes is people drive down the street, like in my neighborhood. I've even asked people I know, you know, when they ask questions about why the garbage didn't go out, why this didn't, I go, did you see anybody else put out garbage pails? Oh, I never noticed that. Wait a minute. You got 20 houses on the street. They have to put the garbage pails, which are black, green, and blue, out on the street. And you never notice when they're out?
What?
Seriously, I'm not joking. Serious. And you sit there, scratch your head, and say, my God, you shouldn't be driving. By the way, the, what's his name? You just said his name. Kirby, right?
Yeah.
So I guess he was on the story with Martha McCallum.
Yes, that's what I was talking about.
Is that what you were talking about?
Climate change, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he's going through it. He's talking. He says, you know, this is his quote, people. The only existential threat the humanity faces, even more frightening than a nuclear war, is global warming going above 1.5 degrees in the next 10 years.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
And he goes on to say, it actually threatens, it's capable of wiping out all human life on Earth over time. Now, the thing I love about this is...
Do it!
They were, God.
Seriously.
Give God a chance to start all over. You know, seriously, you're seriously right, though. We've been hearing this. I'm older than you. I've been listening and hearing this since the late 60s, early 70s. How we weren't going to be able to handle it. You know, we were going to have people dying and... hundreds of millions because there wasn't going to be enough food. People were going to be emaciated across the planet. I mean, and what do we have? We have obesity issues in every major country there is.
My aunt was telling me, my aunt's 81. She was telling me that years ago, like, I don't know if it was the 70s or went way back. That's not way back, but she was telling me that they would say, at one point we were saying that New England was going to be like Florida, and she was like, bring it. Bring it! I'm good with that. They change all the time.
All right, we're going for commercial. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Kimberly Moran joins me after the break.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day.
It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cops.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back.
I'd say, hey, listen, I said, yeah, I've been telling you for years, get ready for the fight. It isn't going away. And if you don't think they can't do the same thing, look, they did it in Seattle. They did it in Portland. They do it in Chicago. They're doing it in New York. The crime is racing like crazy. Yes, young girls, your daughters too, could be raped or mutilated or anything along those lines. And what's going on? What's happening? What's happening? They want to take the guns away from you. That's what's happening. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and going through some of these issues. And Kimberly, I don't know if you know this. I mean, I was really surprised to hear this, that former Representative Will Hurd is dropping his presidential campaign and throwing all of his, I guess, 3 potential voters behind Nikki Haley. I didn't even know this guy was running for president.
I was like, guys, in New Hampshire, they're all here. I can't even tell you how many emails or text messages or whatnot I get every single day about this candidate or the other candidate. Someone's got my number and all my stuff on the mailing list that was sold. And you should see, I take all kinds of surveys, too. I get all kinds of political surveys.
Do you? Wow, you got more patience than I do.
Oh, I love taking them. When some I get phone calls, emails, and texts and surveys. I love taking them. Because you know how you always say, oh, I never get the survey, so they never, you know, those whatever. No, I get them, and I respond every time.
The, we're going to tell you. Oh, so anyway, New Hampshire, wasn't there, didn't Trump come and speak in New Hampshire? Was it today?
I guess. I didn't hear much about it.
People were sending me videos. Or links to videos where they were lining up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, 5:30, 6 o'clock to get in there.
One of the people I follow on Twitter covered it. Let me see what it is. Because he lives up in the...
I mean, how many people could there have been up in the area that he was in to begin with, right?
Well, there's not that many up there to begin with. However, you can drive there. Joe, you can drive there. Remember, New Hampshire is a short, little, small state. I think it only takes me 4.5 hours to drive across it.
God.
That's how small it is. Not across it, up and down, which is longer than across. Across is probably only 2 hours. So, from the longest points, maybe 3. I drove 2.5 hours one way just to protest Hillary. When she came out. So, and that was way up north. So, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. It's not that far to drive to stuff.
Well, listen, you'd be happy to know today that the UN Human Rights Council, they tweeted out about the loss of lives in occupied Palestine territory and elsewhere. They asked for a moment of silence for the loss of innocent lives in the occupied Palestine territory. Not a word about what was going on.
Nothing about the lives, the innocent lives lost.
Nope. No.
Seriously?
They talked about the illegal foreign occupation, which is really funny because if this is coming from the UN, who divvied up the land? Way back in 47, 48, 49, whenever it was. They did.
Yep.
This was an agreement they came up with.
I'm going to send you a video from somebody. There was a huge long line. How many hours? What time was it? 14 hours ago. Don't make me add.
I don't track it that much. I always just get a kick out of it, you know.
I'll forward this to you on Twitter, but or I'll send it to you with an email, whatever. It cracks me up. Yeah, there is a huge long line, but several years ago, was it 2020? I went to a rally and there was huge, huge people waiting out in line. Some people were there the day before, even staying overnight. And when I came out of the rally, a video that kind of went all over the place. There was like 1,000 people outside.
Yeah.
I think that was that 2020? I think it was 2020, yeah.
And Joey B can't get 90 people together at a Democrat event. It's amazing, right?
He can't even get his own two brain cells together.
brain. At the IOC, members express our deep concerns. Listen to the words, people. Listen to the words. Our deep concerns over the loss of innocent lives in the occupied Palestine territory and elsewhere. The representative went on to say, regrettably, this huge loss of lives and unabated violence is a sad reminder of more than 7 decades of illegal foreign occupation.
Wow.
And again, I say, they are the ones that divvied up the land and voted for it.
If we have people, if we have Congress members who side with terrorists, they need to be removed from office.
Immediately, if not sooner.
Immediately.
Yeah. Not going to happen, because we don't have statesmen anymore. We don't have United States representation anymore. We have global representation. Many of them feel like, you know, that our laws don't matter. They're outdated. We shouldn't be following them anymore. That kind of thing. You know, look at AOC. She has no clue. She thinks the Constitution is a roll of toilet paper they used to use. Think about it. You know, she doesn't have. We're going to vote out SCOTUS and shut them down? Really? How are you going to do that?
Dude, This is what I'm talking about. People, this is what we end up with in Congress because people are morons. Although for the other two Jew haters, I think their constituents are also Jew haters, so it makes more sense. But I doubt it is in the Bronx.
No,
or
you know
Brooklyn,
what?
Whatever.
This is what we've taught them. This is what we've had people in these schools for years. I've been screaming about allowing, you know, the conservative, I'm sorry, the liberal conservative teachers in colleges is 32 to 1. 32 liberal teachers to every one conservative teacher. You know why? Because they don't want to be in there. They don't want the aggravation. Those teachers are teaching at conservative colleges. They go out of their way to get into conservative colleges to teach, which means that the average person is getting a hardcore left-leaning liberal, not real education.
And this is the problem. I think a lot of companies are even finding kids are really bad when they get out of college.
Oh, yeah?
Like, what are they learning? And not only that, but when kids go to college, a lot of them have to take, like, remedial English and math classes before they could even take college level. That's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this all coming? What is this all doing? It's nothing but destroying this country.
Yep.
Which, as we know, has been the left's goal for many years. They've been very patient. They've implemented all kinds of things.
Long game.
And they're winning.
Long
they're
game.
Winning.
They'll do the long game.
They always have the long game.
Yep.
Always, 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 and they're winning.
Yeah, I just came off a Republican conversation with another group of Republicans. I mean, and the bottom line is that we wait 4 months out, 5 months out, 6 months out before we start jumping on these seats and deciding what we want to do. It's kind of stop. Stop being stupid.
Yeah.
You know? God bless. I know. It shouldn't make me this crazy, but it does. And this comes back to uncles, aunts, grandpas, grandmothers, you know, you guys open your mouth and say something.
Right.
You know, tell your grandkids what's going on. Don't let the teacher, whoever, get away with it. Let them know the realities.
Right. Yeah, you have to. I used to ask my child all the time, even when he was in college, what are they teaching you in history? You know, what are they teaching you? Because I wanted to know. And they were actually, he went to a Catholic college, so they actually were teaching proper history.
Well, yes, and most of them, you hope, right?
I would hope, but you never know. Like, Catholic religion hasn't been taken over by leftists like others.
Right.
That I've seen so far, although the Pope is questionable. Yes, I know I'm going to hell. I don't care. I'm not Catholic.
No, listen, I don't care. He's gone. This Pope, there's something majorly wrong with him, and I don't know if you saw the video of him kind of poo-pooing or pushing aside one of the black cardinals that came up to kiss his hand. Now, I don't know if it's been, I don't know if it has been edited or not, but it didn't look it, and based on some of the other stuff that this guy has said, I'd be really, I don't know. I'm not saying he beat the election or he did whatever, but it's just amazing to me how the church is now leaning that way. Now, what's funny is, if you follow some of the stuff going on here in this country, with Catholic bishops, they are staying strong. They are not willing to give communion to people who believe in, who push and teach and believe in abortion. And socialist, other socialist things, anyway.
Right, good. They might be the only ones that stand strong, who knows?
Yep. Well, we're up against it. You know, our hearts and prayers go out to those people in Israel. And don't let your guard down, people, because it doesn't mean it can't happen here. Again, you see it in Chicago, Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, New York City. You're seeing stuff like this go down now. You're just not paying attention.
Yeah, and we have open borders, and they've been able to run across them freely.
Yep. All right, so where do they find you? Quick.
Gernikraut.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Perfect. See that? All right, people, follow her on Twitter. Got a lot of good stuff. I follow her on Twitter. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.